HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Faceless by Catherine Lasky, performed by Jennifer Jill Araya. For evil to flourish, it only requires good men to do nothing. Often attributed to Simon Wiesenthal.
Within 5 years, I, with His Majesty's blessing, had created a new secret agency, the most adept in the world of intelligence and counterintelligence. Thus far the Rasas, as in tabula rasa, in reference to their completely forgettable, nearly blank faces, have endured. We, of course, refer to the agency now only as the Company. God willing and the Empire be blessed, we shall endure for centuries to come. Our greatest triumph was a few days ago, July 29, 1588. The defeat of the Spanish Armada.
From the 1588 diary of William Morfitt, spymaster to King Henry VIII. Mid-January 1944, London, England. 1. The Unveiling.
How are we this morning, Louise?
It seemed odd that the doctor should be speaking to this great lumpy head swaddled in bandages. Good, I think. The three disembodied words flowed out of the dark hole. Alice felt a peculiar queasiness wash through her at the sound of her sister's voice. She regretted now that she and her mother had gone to the British Museum yesterday. There had been a mummy there, wrapped in burlap. Tufts of ginger hair sprang from the top of its head, escaping the cloth. And now she felt as though she was standing at the bedside of another mummy. Her sister, Louise Eleanor Winfield. Her mother, Posy Winfield, held Alice's hand in a hot, sweaty grip. Alice wondered if she was thinking of that same mummy from the museum. What had it been called? Clarissa? Yes, Clarissa. How stupid! How British! If the mummy was Egyptian royalty, why would the archaeologists use such typically English names? But they did. Clarissa, Peregrine, Derek. All cozy in galleries 62 to 63. Louise, sweetie, it's me, Mum, and Alice. I'm not blind. Louise lifted her hand from the bed covers and pointed toward the two eye slits in the bandages. Her hand was a welcome sight. It looked the same. How are you feeling? Alice asked. Excited.
As well you should be, the doctor said buoyantly. The unveiling is always an exciting moment. Or moments, I should say, as we do take our time. Never rush, the doctor added softly. Now Sister Agatha will help me snip the bandages.
As Sister Agatha entered, it was as if an immense seagull had flown into the room. Nurses at St. Albans belonged to a Catholic order that shunned ordinary nurses' caps for voluminous wimples, cloth headdresses last in fashion during the Great War of 1914 through 1918.
You'll see some stitches, of course, Dr. Harding continued, but not as many as you would have, say, a year or two ago. We are now using a new dissolvable thread for a lot of the sutures.
What Alice saw first was not stitches, but bruising, splotches of metallic grey tinged with rose. Her sister looked tarnished, like old silver. It wasn't the shock she had expected, but there was something, despite the bruising and the swelling, that was essentially different about Louise's face. Alice couldn't help but wonder if she would ever do this herself. Would this be like a kind of divorce from oneself? Would you have to get to know yourself all over again?
Excellent, Dr. Harding's voice cooed like a dove as he admired his handiwork. Very little swelling considering this stage of the game.
Alice saw her mother wince at the word game. Game? That's all it is for him. A game. Alice thought back to the conversation they had had in the doctor's office less than half an hour before.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?